Hey, it's Molly, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at DrinkWorks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit DrinkWorks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. used under license. DrinkWorks, please enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Molly, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at DrinkWorks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit DrinkWorks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. used under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
This segment is brought to you by the state of Illinois.
JCPenney's Black Friday is on now. Save on thousands of deals across the store and at jcp.com. Need it fast? Pick up your order with free curbside. Score the absolute best savings with this week's extra 30% off coupon. Use it to get select cozy outerwear for the family for just $19.99. Or to shop sparkling diamonds and more. You'll save up to 80% on all fine jewelry. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offers valid 11/23 to 11/28. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Imagine this, $0. Enroll in a Humana Gold Plus plan at a $0 monthly plan premium. You'll also have a $0 copay at your PCP. Call a licensed sales agent today at 1-866-205-0000, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Saturday. That's 1-866-205-0000. Call today. Humana is a Medicare Advantage, HMO, PPO, and PFFS organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
Great like that. Just gripping 10 and 2, riding down the block. Drive safe and save, my discount is locked, but my rate's like that. They're great like that, drive safe like that. I save like that, my claims like that. Got Jake like that, straight up facts, great race. Straight up facts, great race.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Walgreens knows you love to spend less, especially when you get rewarded for it. That's why we made My Walgreens the new, easier way to save money, like unlimited 1% Walgreens cash rewards store-wide. Join My Walgreens for free today at mywalgreens.com.
Hey fellas, it's BT, and it's time to give the gift of shaving this holiday season. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Lawnmower 3.0 has skin-safe technology, so no nicks and cuts. The perfect package is the perfect holiday gift. It literally has everything you need to keep trimmed, cut-free, and smelling nice. Tis the season of Manscaped, so get yourself, your dad, your brother, and friends the best gift of all, the perfect package 3.0. Head over to manscaped.com and use promo code RADIO for 20% off and free shipping. That's manscaped.com, code word RADIO.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I believe Mitch will be the starter Sunday night in Green Bay. That's my expectation at this point. No one's come out and said it directly, but that's what I believe will happen. What I don't know is whether they couch a return to Mitch as an injury-related move, as it pertains to Nick Foles, a performance-related move as it pertains to Nick Foles, or maybe a combination of both.
Trubisky magic!
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Is there indeed some Trubisky magic that we are about to witness here, David? Is that your expectation?
I don't know. I don't know if there's any voodoo you can do to fix that offense. And unfortunately, Mully, I think, yeah, Mitch likely to start. I think Brad is exactly right in projecting that. He might be the healthiest of the two quarterbacks, and he also might be the one that gives the Bears the best chance to win or compete this Sunday night. But I think when the next time we are together on Monday morning, and looking forward to a nice holiday weekend, extended a few days off here, and happy Thanksgiving for everyone. But when we get back together, Mully, Matt Nagy may be facing something he's never faced as a head coach, and that's five straight losses, a five-game losing streak.
Ooh.
And, you know, he'll be left to pick up the pieces after another Packer domination, I think, at Lambeau Field. And then what? And I think that's the question that we'll probably begin Monday asking, now what, if you're the Chicago Bears, not only on the field but in the front office, in terms of ownership, in terms of management, in terms of direction for a franchise that would be facing another crisis as they, you know, get ready for the final five games.
You have a question in mind that encapsulates all that is of interest in the Bears quarterbacking world.
Who throws for more yards Sunday, Mitch or Glennon?
Yeah.
Or the other one?
That's the, well, I like the first one. I like that okay. one. I mean, they're both very good. But let me get this out. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that it was Mike Glennon's year, as you pointed out, and then Mitch had to take over. So
right.
So now the man that he replaced is back under center on the same weekend in which he may be back under center. So these formerly benched Bears quarterbacks battling in a pointless exercise to see which one really should have remained in the... No, there's nothing there. I just think the mediocrity of all things Bears quarterback never ceases to amaze me.
It seems like Brian Griese should be in the booth for one of those games, right?
Oh, that's beautiful. With some secret information that that no one
yeah, exactly.
Know.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting that Glennon is still around. It just shows you how long you can last in the NFL if you have some experience under your belt. And Mitchell Trubisky has 44, I believe, NFL starts. So he's going to be around a while. You just don't think it's going to be in Chicago. And you think Nick Foles has proven he's going to stay around and has been around for a while. You wonder about his future in Chicago. So the other question that is interesting, and I think if you know it's certainly one that's not going away, and maybe it's not even appropriate to ask as we sit here awaiting the Bears-Packers game, but is the quarterback of the Bears' next playoff winner? I asked Dan Pompey this question.
Yeah.
Is he on this roster, or is it going to be somebody else, whether it's a rookie you draft or a free agent you trade for or sign?
I believe that's a complicated question because I believe the number one question here, and again, I always want to look forward, but as we know, you gotta stay in the moment in a football season. The Bears are 5-5. If you talk to people connected to that team, they believe they're going to make the playoffs. They actually yep. believe they're going to make the playoffs. They believe they're a 500 team right now, but they've been 5-1, and they're heading back to more wins than people might imagine them to have. So they believe that they're going to get to a minimum of 9 wins, probably 10 wins, and they're going to be part of the playoff thing. So are you talking about winning a playoff game? Because I don't know if they somehow figure out a way to run the ball a little bit and make a play or two, if they can, you know, I mean, the Packers have been turning the ball over, David. We haven't talked about this. The last two games, they turned the ball over quite a bit. So can the Bears take advantage of that? And again, the downside is they had two turnovers and they got a touchdown special teams, and it didn't matter. They still lost to Minnesota. But I got a feeling that if you win the turnover battle and if you can get anything done, how much are we asking on offense? Maybe this is the year. Maybe we're having a different conversation than we ever imagined. This is a pipe dream, and I can't believe it.
Well, no, but
I'm
you know what?
Saying it.
I think it's good that you're saying it because I think it is important to exhaust that playoff possibility until it no longer is possible. And it is the NFL. And so, you know, we've got 6 games to go here in Chicago watching the Bears, and they're 5-5. And, Mully, you go back 6 games, and there was an entirely different context to this season. And I know the Bears were winning ugly at the time, but they were still winning, and they were in the midst of a season that still had hope. So even though it seems remote now, you cannot discount that possibility because you look at the Bucs, and they're reeling ahead of the Bears. You look at the Cardinals. Do you think they're going to be a team that finishes as strongly? You know, they're 6-4 right now. Where are they going to be? Because those are the teams in front of you, and if you can pass them, find a way to get to 9 wins, maybe to 10, you got a shot. You got a shot to get into the postseason.
What if we end up with a game against Jacksonville where Mike Glennon is bringing a team out on the field and he's holding up a fist and he's screaming, "It should have been my year!"
I love that. I love that idea. I love the idea.
Glennon, not superstitious, but he does tell me one thing he does before every game day is play Kenny Chesney's The Boys of Fall and the drive to the stadium to remind him why he does what he does and says it fires him up.
I love that.
That's your
song.
We're bringing Zach back for that game. We're going to play Chesney all week long. Boys
no,
of Fall.
Do not chase off our listeners.
Okay, come on.
We would never do that to you.
There we go.
Great song.
Just the background music, please. You know?
Yeah.
Just a little Sean Payton with the pep talk. That's a great video.
That
I mean, everybody
video.
Knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Glennon coming in, playing the Bears? Oh, man.
Yeah. Can I mention a college football thing that I want to mention?
Yes, let's get to that.
I had a note written down here. In fact, I have two notes, and I think one of them will delight our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes. So I wanted to share that. The other one somehow delights me, and that is that Clemson, bizarrely, was included as the number three team in the country. And I get it. They've got a different formula. But the number three team in the country in the initial college football ranking really falls apart. That's the boogeyman spot. If you're number three, you're usually not in the national championship, and you're often not in the Final Four. So that I don't know why that makes me happy, but I think that's something to remember. And this is the other one, Dustin, and this is the one you're going to love. The last four national champions have debuted at number two in the first set of college football playoff rankings.
Wow.
Go Irish.
And that's where Notre Dame is right now.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I think that bodes well for Dustin and every other Notre Dame fan out there. I will say this, and this may be a generalization, and it may not be as big of a leap, and not that you know have to exactly going out on a limb. I think this team is positioned better than the 2012 team and Brian Kelly's last playoff team to win the title, because I don't think the gap is as wide between Alabama and Clemson and everybody else. You want to avoid Alabama, yes, Dustin, at all costs. But I think that this Notre Dame team, because of what we saw against Clemson, doesn't seem to be one that would be left in the dust of a playoff opponent the way that you feared and saw the last two appearances in the college football playoff.
Speed.
Well, Mully, I mean, look at the way they handled. Okay, they have that kind of speed. They have better speed now than they did in those other two teams, and I think that is a significant difference in why it's harder to dismiss Notre Dame from that conversation.
The Cats, are there, no one's calling them Reese Davis in this particular number eight. They're a top 10 team in the college football playoff, and it is a reminder to them. And I get it, if Wisconsin doesn't find an opponent and they don't have enough games, you know, technically it's possible to clinch yourself the Big Ten West. But I think it's a reminder to them that if they can win out, that they're playing for not just the Big Ten championship, but a shot at the Final Four here. And I think it is a real boost to that program. And congratulations to them to be number eight in the college football playoff. I think it was a fantastic thing.
Absolutely. And you know that Fitz now has a reason to introduce, to avoid a letdown. You're playing for something tangible now. If you win on Saturday against a team, you know, in Michigan State can be pesky. Mel Tucker, they've pulled, you know, an upset this year. They've looked bad. They've looked good. But now Fitz can say, if you go 1-0, if his team is 1-0, which is the mantra every week, you earn a berth in the Big Ten championship game on December 19th, likely against Ohio State. And I think that defense makes them believe that they would be, you know, have a better chance than in maybe previous years, and the gap isn't as wide between them and the Buckeyes either this year. So this is fun right now when Northwestern and Notre Dame still in the mix. Hey, somebody tell Dave Wannstedt, okay, our buddy, that the Oregon Ducks don't get as much respect as he was giving the Pac-12 yesterday. Did you see where they were ranked? Did you see that?
That was way down, man.
Yeah, way down. In the teens.
That's
so,
right.
I love Wani. We love Wani. But, boy, the love he was given the Pac-12, what was that all about?
I think it was him being fair and balanced, and I think that that's not showing up in the CFP, man. All right, we've got a Layla Wednesday, and you know what that means? That means Dan can't ruin my Thanksgiving. He can't destroy the cooking of my turkey because Layla is a sensible human who has a kindly soul and will be nice to us and not shock the world with his no brining conversation. Don't mess with me.
I cannot wait for Layla's barbecue turkey recipe.
It's got to be a good one.
Straight from Texas.
It's really all we care about. All right. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
In the spirit of Thanksgiving, we want to thank you for keeping the Score the number one sports station in Chicago. Join us on Thanksgiving and enjoy a feast of NFL football. First, feed your sports appetite on Texans-Lions starting at 11 a.m., followed by Washington against the Cowboys at 3, and finally at 7, it's Ravens at Steelers, and all day Thanksgiving football cornucopia only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. Happy Thanksgiving, Chicago.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Monday, our neighbors are back.
Your stupid therapist says that we're having intimacy problems, and now she's cutting me off for a month.
Dr. Chen made us do that, too. Really put the no in November.
Cedric the Entertainer and Max Greenfield star.
I'm already going crazy. I saw two melons on the counter and almost had to take a cold shower.
The CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
You and I will always be there to keep each other warm.
Gross.
New Monday, 8, 7 central on CBS.
Tonight,
I'm tired of fighting this battle.
Shamar Moore leads a team of elite SWAT officers.
Me and the rest of this team, we got your back always. You ain't fighting alone.
And their next mission is their toughest yet. Risking their lives.
Now, the only thing I know is that there's an expiration date for all of us doing this job.
For the city of LA and each other.
This team, it's family I never had.
Shamar Moore stars in a new SWAT. Tonight, 10, 9 central on CBS.
With over 1 million miles raced,
go, go, go.
Woo! There's only one thing you can say about the amazing race.
We're larger than life.
With more intense competitions,
anything can happen. You can go from first to last in a heartbeat.
I'm just so tired.
We came here to win this competition.
And more exotic locations.
We're in the Amazon!
The world awaits.
Amazing!
On The Amazing Race. New tonight at 8, 7 central on CBS.
Hey, it's Mully, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at DrinkWorks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit DrinkWorks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Used under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
JCPenney's Black Friday is on now. Save on thousands of deals across the store and at JCP.com. Need it fast? Pick up your order with free curbside. Score the absolute best savings with this week's extra 30% off coupon. Use it to get select cozy outerwear for the family for just $19.99. Or to shop sparkling diamonds and more. You'll save up to 80% on all fine jewelry. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offers valid 11/23 to 11/28. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
At GEHA, we believe that possible is in everyone. But what does your possible look like? Does it look like a long walk with your best friend? Or trying a new recipe? Or maybe it's game night with the whole family? Whatever your possible looks like, GEHA provides a wide variety of benefit plans designed for federal employees and their families. Because everyone deserves to choose possible. GEHA.
Purple Carrot is the plant-based subscription meal kit for easy-to-cook, irresistible meals. Each week, choose from delicious menu of globally inspired plant-based meals. Get $30 off your first box by going to purplecarrot.com and entering code VEGGIES30 at checkout today.
Walgreens gets you the cough and cold must-haves you need in as little as 30 minutes. That's faster and easier than ever before. Walgreens. Restrictions apply to 30-minute pickup. See walgreens.com/pickup for details.
The average funeral is $10,000, and it's your loved ones that'll get the bill. If you're age 50 to 80,